Hello, and welcome to another podcast of It's Not Your Money, Finding the Peace of Putting God First. It's Not Your Money seeks to help you form the foundation of discipleship. The message is that by putting God first in your life, you gain the sense of peace and contentment that you truly seek. On the last podcast, I said that trusting God to provide and so giving courageously demonstrates a mature faith. I asked what keeps you from doing that? What keeps you from embracing God's way to live? What keeps you from embracing God's will for your life? Did you know that each of us is called to holiness? Sound impossible? Pope Francis tells us that holiness is the mission of every Christian. Pope St. John Paul II said that there are many ways to holiness according to the vocation of each individual. So then, how do we attain holiness? It starts with considering our ideal. An authentic ideal gives meaning and purpose to life. It causes us to rise above our normal self. It drives us to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. It gives us hope for the future. Think about what drives and informs who you are. What are your priorities? What kind of person do you aspire to be? This is hard stuff, I know, but forming the proper ideal is vital to how we live our lives every day. And so it is vital to our discipleship. Stewardship gives us the perfect framework on which to build our discipleship. Stewardship, as our ideal, becomes our philosophy of life. That set of beliefs that determine how we set our priorities and make decisions. So, as disciples of Jesus Christ, living stewardship should be our ideal. A stewardship ideal is a mindset. This mindset first admits and embraces the truth that it's not mine. God owns everything. What? I hear you push back. Joe, what do you mean God owns everything? I own my things. Yes, of course, we own things. And thankfully, we have laws that govern the ownership of things in relationship with each other. But in relationship with God, He owns everything. The Bible lays this foundation in 1 Chronicles 29 verses 11 through 14. In summary, that says, all in heaven and earth are yours, Lord. Riches and glory are from you. Everything is from you. So, since everything is from God, this means that God gives us everything. Every single thing. Everything we have from God is a gift. What? You push back again? Joe, nobody gives me anything. I earn everything I have. Yes, of course, we work and earn the money we have to spend on the things we get. But think about it. Where did you get the talent and ability to do what you do to earn? Where do you even get the time to do what you do? Consider one more verse with me. It's Deuteronomy 8, verses 10 through 18. I'm going to read verse 18, where Moses tells us, remember then the Lord your God, for He is the one who gives you the power and ability to get wealth. God reminds us that He is the one who gives us that ability to earn. I go into a lot more detail on this in my book. Get copies at the website, itsnotyourmoney.org. A huge step toward being a mature disciple is to embrace this truth that God owns everything and God gives us everything. Make this the foundation of your philosophy of life, your ideal. When I did, my mindset changed and allowed me to begin to put God first in my life in every area, including with money. This was a giant step toward alleviating stress and finding my peace. Thank you for listening. Think about your ideal. Make living stewardship your ideal. Please share this podcast with your family and friends and with your priest. Also, share your thoughts on this topic with me at the website under the Join In tab. Till next time, be well. I'm Joe Galloway.